Well, obviously, I was delighted to hear that, and I was made aware of it yesterday. Not sure how they came up with the grading on that, but it's a great bit of information to get, and a great news story for us for sure.
Tell me how you think you wound up with this rank.
Well, I don't know really. I guess it's because, you know, as a town, we really try hard to maintain a type of rural setting. And I think that's anyone who lives in Outer Cove, Luggy Bay, Middle Cove will agree that, you know, we have a rural setting, and that if you want to build a house here, you know, you need at least an acre lot. So that gives people a lot of privacy. Also, you know, we are blessed in that we have a beautiful coastline here. We're blessed in that we're next door to the capital of the province. We're right next door to all the amenities that we need. But still, we live in what we call a very rural type little town just outside of St. John's.
When it comes to new builds, are there people moving into Logie Bay, Middle Cove, Outer Cove?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of people want to come here for the very reasons that I mentioned, really, is that they love the one-acre lots and that it creates some space between their neighbors, and they like the privacy aspect of it. I guess it gives them a bit more privacy and a bit more room within their property to do other little things, like have a little vegetable garden or whatever. And, you know, I think on top of that, it's just beautiful coastline. And then, you know, we have a couple of beaches. So, yeah, I think we have a lot to offer. And we are, our town is right, have several entrances to the East Coast Trail. So we get a lot of traffic in that area. So, yeah, I can see people wanting to move in here.
And then I guess another component of being able to successfully work from home is having good internet access. And being ranked number 3, I would imagine that Logie Bay, Middle Cove, Outer Cove does.
Yeah, I've never, ever heard any concerns at all about the internet access. It's never been an issue. And the fact that we're in such close proximity to the City of St. John's, we would have good internet access.
And in previous years, before the pandemic, you and I actually met up on the beach there in Outer Cove because of the crowds and because of the Capelin rolling. Does your town miss those tourism dollars? Is it a huge thing in Logie Bay, Middle Cove, Outer Cove?
Well, you know, we're not a town that really has ever gone after the tourism dollars. I mean, we are where we are kind of thing, in that we have beaches such as Middle Cove Beach and Outer Cove Beach, where, you know, one of the things that does happen during the year is you have Capelin rolling in, but it's beaches where we get a lot of people from, you know, the city, you know, not only St. John, but Mount Coral, Paradise, etc., who visit our beaches. And we just, you know, they're more than welcome, and we just want to make sure that they're very accessible and they're safe, and people enjoy themselves.
It's a feather in your cap.
Well, thank you very much. I look at it that way also.